Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from the Millerton News, recognizing that some of their questions about the Pine Plain Central School District's future will go unanswered until more information becomes available, the Pine Plains Board of Education got to business on Tuesday, the 28th of April, adopting both the school district budget and the Dutchess County Board of Cooperative Extension Service budget for the 2020-2021 school year, and keeping informed of the latest news from the state at the same time. Meanwhile, along with reviewing the latest reports from the Northeast Weebatuck Central School District, the Weebatuck Board of Education met on Tuesday the 28th discussing the district's future, accepting the proposed Dutchess County Board of Cooperative Educational Services administrative budget for the school year. The meeting was held remotely via Zoom due to COVID-19. In Pine Plains, the Planning Board will discuss the Durst Organization's pre-sketch approval application for a conservation subdivision in Pine Plains at their next meeting on Wednesday, May the 13th. The Durst Organization announced that on Friday, May 1st, the first formal steps have been taken to implement its revised vision for developing 3,000 acres west of Pine Plains. The pre-sketch review will identify that 50% of land is to be reserved for open space in the project's proposed subdivision layout, and the Planning Board needs to complete the preliminary identification before the Durst Organization can complete its proposed project design and layout. The Millerton Village Board has approved its 2020-21 budget at a special workshop on the 29th of April. It was live streamed on the Village of Millerton Facebook page. Four Brothers Pizza is describing their movie theater as an essential business. They've applied to the state of New York so the theater can reopen as an essential business. Columbia County Department of Health, in partnership with the Columbia Memorial Health, will be conducting the first of what's planned to be a series of COVID-19 testing clinics. The clinic will be held today, taking place by appointment only. It's being held at the Columbia Green Community College as a drive-through event. For Jack Webb, Director of Public Health, quote, "Our staff receives calls every day from people who want to be tested for the virus, but due to limited availability of obtaining testing kits, it's not been possible," end quote. The director went on to say that as a result of the incredibly generosity of several private donors, the county has been successful in securing the purchase of 2,000 kits. In just a few days after discussing buying the kits, they received the donations and were able to move ahead with the purchase. To date, the county has received 1,000 kits, with the additional 1,000 kits expected in the coming weeks. Many of those kits have been provided to nursing homes, rapid care, first responders for employee testing. 100 of those kits will be used today for the community testing, with the intention to do more community testing in the coming weeks. Given that Columbia County has a population of over 63,000 residents, the 2,000 kits represent only a small part of the number. That's why the director says they want to prioritize individuals who have symptoms. On May 4th, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a federal agency that administers Medicare and works with state government to administer Medicaid, awarded Noble Horizons, a senior care, rehabilitation, and retirement community in Salisbury, Connecticut, its rare and coveted five-star rating for the second consecutive quarter. CMS utilizes three vital standards of care when calculating their star ratings: staffing, the quality of care, and data collected from health inspections. Noble Horizons excelled in all three categories. The perfect score makes Noble Horizons one of the highest-rated senior communities in the region and one of only a select few to be awarded five stars in the Eastern New York, Western Massachusetts, or Western Connecticut region. In Massachusetts, the Stockbridge Select Board was reprimanding the Finance Committee for its warning issued last week that the town faces dire economic straits caused by the coronavirus pandemic. In a report to the town, the committee cited the likelihood of cratering tourism income, reductions in state aid, and declines in excise taxes, fees for inspections, and other revenue streams expected to dry up. At the Select Board meeting on Thursday morning, the chairman stated that despite its good intentions, the Finance Committee recent report to the town was out of order, urging that the focus of the board and the other committees should not be on persuading the public of one view or another. Offering a separate wrist slap against that finance committee, Treasurer Collector Karen Williams pushed back against the committee's statement that the town has $6.1 million in uninsured funds and the unnecessary alarm that it caused, quoting. In a statement read by Selectwoman Roxanne McCaffrey, Williams asserted that the latest Stockbridge audit found no risk in the town's current cash investments. The National Science Foundation has awarded Bard College professor Matthew Jung, mathematics, and Felicia Kessing, biology, and Grinnell College professor Nicole Eichmer, computer science, a $60,000 grant to develop network models that, by more accurately incorporating social distancing measures, better captures the geographic and social complexity of the COVID-19 pandemic. Judy Jacobs posted on Facebook yesterday the Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show has been canceled for this summer due to the COVID-19 crisis. The Falcon Ridge Folk Festival will go online this summer. They plan to present the Falcon Ridge 2020 Share and Shelter in Place Fest. More information will be coming to their website on that. They'll be starting on Thursday, July 30th, going each day of the 2020 fest dates through Sunday, August 2nd, and archive for replay after that. The plan for the virtual Falcon Ridge Folk Festival will include day-by-day programming from Thursday, pre-fest tastings, the Grassy Hill Emerging Artist Showcase, and all of their confirmed artists in one way or another, along with some archival footage, special messages from longtime vendors, radio sponsors, dancers, campers, former artists, and fest friends of all stripes. Organizers of the annual tour of the Litchfield Hills canceled this year's cycling event because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but they're still hoping to raise money for the Cancer Care Fund, which has received $80,000 to $100,000 annually for the past 17 years. The decision to cancel the early August event stems from concerns about tour volunteers, many of whom are older and cancer survivors, and the difficulty of attracting sponsors due to the economic impact of the state shutdown. Planning for the next Dutchess County Fair starts as soon as the last one ends, but many of its contracts are completed during the course of the winter, with the remaining few waiting to be finalized. The entertainment has been booked, vendors have been placed deposits, but there's uncertainty brought about the COVID-19 pandemic that has left preparations for the annual event in limbo so far. As the Mid-Hudson Valley nears the summer months, the festival season approaches, organizers are contending with the potential impact of the coronavirus on their events. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, as of Wednesday, Dutchess County reported 2,926 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in its community impact dashboard, and Ulster County reported 1,441 confirmed cases through its virtual center. Although festivals such as Hudson Valley Rib Fest and the Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival are months away, such events require months of planning, and some organizers have considered implementing a version of their event that adheres to social distancing guidelines. But without specific guidance from the state of New York, it's unclear if such a plan would be possible. In a statement, the New York State Association of Agricultural Affairs said it has received no official correspondence from Governor Cuomo's office on whether the ban on mass gatherings may be lifted in time for the festival season. Organizers say festival cancellations would impact their ability to finance programs that benefit the community throughout the year. And bowing to health concerns over COVID-19, Berkshire High Peaks Festival, a 10-day midsummer chamber music intensive festival, is going to go digital. Presented by Close Encounters with Music at the Berkshire School in Sheffield, and venues in Great Barrington and New York's Hudson Valley, the 10-day festival typically includes concerts, lectures, and master classes featuring faculty artists and young string musicians and vocalists from around the world. Instead, this year's festival, July 20th through 31st, will be offered online. Quoting here, "We're excited about the new possibilities this opens for all of us beyond surmounting today's challenges." That's from Close Encounters Artistic Director Yehuda Hani, the president of Marcy L. Setlow, in a statement released this week. In addition to performing and attending master classes and discussions, students also receive 4 private lessons. Judy Jacobs, one of the co-organizers of the Car Show and Motorcycle Show in Falls Village, has announced the Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show for this summer has been canceled. "Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. Remember, at the Interlaken, 7 days a week you can get lunch. A hot dog cart is set up in front of the Interlaken in the parking lot with hot dogs, chips, cookies, and drinks. And that is open from 11:30 until 2 every day, 7 days a week." Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 211.25 to 23,875.89. NASDAQ starts off today at 8979.66 and the S&P 500 at 2881.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.